now hit me.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. If you're just tuning in, Barbecue Bob is out in a tree somewhere hunting this morning. So Chaz Thompson, the Baritone of Beer, has joined me. Thank you, Chaz, for making time this morning.
Yeah, no problem, man.
Yeah, we were chatting about what to do on the show today, and we came up with how about preserving some things, the food and the beverages that we eat. A lot of them come in a can or a bottle, and that's all a preserving process.
You know, one of the things I've been seeing a lot of on TV and through YouTube and everything, these people living off the grid.
Right.
And they're really getting back into some of the stuff that, like, our grandparents did.
Right.
Really utilizing different ways of canning and preserving and smoking and dehydrating and everything to keep their food for the winter, because they're off the grid, so they don't have a big freezer like you and I do,
right,
that we can just reach in and grab stuff. And they don't have, you know, the grocery store right down the street that you can just run, jump in the car and go get something.
Right, right. They're kind of you mentioned in the first segment that this is the time of year when the gardens are starting to die out. We've had maybe a frost or two. So any of the fruits, or the vegetables rather, or fruits that you have that you're growing need to be harvested if they haven't already. And then what are you going to do with them? You were mentioning that, you know, tomatoes is one of those, peppers is one of those. What are you going to do with that stuff?
Yeah, a lot of extra bounty.
Right. So, you know.
But then with Bob, he's up in the tree. He's going to get a deer. I'm going to get a couple in here in a few weeks.
Right. And then the fishing season's right now.
Fishing season with the steelheading.
Right. So let's talk about the next, method. This is something that we talk about a lot on the show, is smoking things. But we don't really take the angle of smoking it to preserve it. And so this is just a little bit different. But I'm going to take the softball that's right off the top, and that is making jerky, right? Many times when you make jerky, you can buy a seasoning kit, if you like to put a flavor profile on that. But when you do that, there's also a powder in there that you can add if you want to make it a preservative.
Right. It's a form of a salt.
Right.
To just kind of, you know, make it antimicrobial.
Right.
So nothing, no little germies are going to get in there and start to degrade the protein.
Right.
And whether you're doing pork or beef or venison or even fish jerky,
right,
you have that option of blending up some flavors with your essentially a desiccant,
right,
to dry that out, smoke cure it with the oils that are going to come out of the wood and everything else to flavor it and stuff, and make a great snack that stores well.
Right. So if you do that, let's talk about venison, because that's something that's plentiful right now in most guys' freezers or refrigerators, if they're bow hunters, because we're in the middle of that season. So generally there's some steaks that come off an animal that you don't really want to use for anything but a steak. But then there's also a lot of other muscle cuts.
There's a lot of trim meat, yeah.
Yeah, that you can make jerky out of. So let's talk about that process. What do you think is the best way to prepare the meat? Let's just say that we want to preserve and make ourselves some jerky.
You know, one of the first things I would do is, just like you were preparing a steak or you know, anything we're going to put on the smoker, get the silver skin off, clean it up really well and stuff. Then you're going to want to slice it rather thin,
mm-hmm,
because you don't want to be gnawing into something 3 inches thick when you're after it's smoked, and you're not going to get the penetration of the spices and the smoke and everything else too. So you can either go buy a fancy jerky knife, or one of the tricks I learned is you take a pair of chopsticks and you lay them down, take a sharp knife, and use those as a guide on how thick to cut it.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
And so then you cut your protein into strips.
Right.
And then give them a good generous rub with your preservative and your herbs and things to, you know, get it ready for the smoker. Then put it on the smoker. Now, a lot of guys like to hang it. There's all the other school of thought about laying it on the racks.
Right.
I kind of like to hang it because then you got less point of contact where it might stick.
Right.
But anything that, just like when we're grilling, anything that you're going to put down there, you want to put a little bit of lube down there, a little bit of oil or something, so it right. doesn't stick.
Right. And I would go, I'm going back to the meat. You want to, if you can, and you certainly can, you want to cut that across the grain, not with the grain of the
meat.
That's
going to make it a lot easier to chew.
Right. When you go down the grain, and you'll be able to see the muscle structure when you're cutting this, is that there's long lines, the grain, that run yeah. one way in each of these muscles. And if you go to a 90-degree angle and cut on those, it's going to make different lengths, different shapes of cuts. But what that'll do is it comes apart a lot better if you're across the grain.
It makes it easier just to bite it off instead yeah. of having to grab a knife and cut a chunk off.
Right.
But, you know, with a deer, sometimes you're not going to have that luxury. So
right.
when you can, cross the grain. But if you can't,
right.
you know, Rule 9 says never leave the house without a knife.
Right, yeah. That is exactly right. So when we've got the rump roast, you're not a roast person. That's where a lot of this meat will come from. They were making jerky neck a little bit. But my front shoulders, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
My thought there is you clean it up, as you said, and then cut it up, and you're going to marinate it or dry rub. Which is your
preference? I go the dry rub route.
Okay. So the difference is just that. You can buy a solution of marinade from the store. You can make your own with teriyaki. And
oh, that fancy internet's full of recipes. I bet yeah. there's even some on the Grilling Guys.
Yeah. yeah, they're a part of that fancy internet, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so I think that those are options to do that with. What flavor profiles do you find that you like the best?
I like the little bit of peppercorn ones, the little bit spicy. It just seems more energizing when you go to eat them and stuff. Now, when I'm doing like a fish jerky or something, drying out some fish on the smoker, making a chew treat out of it, I'm going to go a little bit more herbal
okay.
with the fish. I'm yeah. going to love that thyme and rosemary on there.
Right.
Just to
right.
wake it up.
And even, you know, when I grill salmon, I'll use a maple profile. On there,
oh, yeah.
a little bit of maple syrup mixed in with the herbs, and then just put that on there because one.
Well, that's a whole nother game is picking your wood.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
I mean, we've done shows on that.
Right, yep, exactly. So you can put, you know, whatever profile you like when you're preserving this, the fish or the meat. I don't do a lot of poultry on there. It just doesn't turn into jerky like. Turkey jerky and chicken jerky, it's not
that seems
me.
Like Prius stuff.
Right, red meat is better for me and the fish, but both of those.
We can't forget cheese.
Well, yeah. Yeah, right, smoked cheese.
Smoked cheese will preserve that cheese even longer.
Right.
And give you that great smoky flavor that later you can, you know, melt it into a dip, you can slice it, put it on a sandwich.
Right.
Oh, man.
So that's a cold smoke when you do cheese, and that's a technique where you really don't want too warm of a fire to create the smoke, where the jerkies that we've been talking about and the fish, you're going to do that at 225, 230. If you can keep your cheese under 100, that's
yeah.
great, and just have a rolling smoke on it because you don't want to melt it at that point. You just want to get that smoke on
it. Now, I talked to a guy the other day who cold smokes Brussels sprouts before he puts them in the cellar.
Ooh, wow, that sounds good. We'll have to talk about that.
Yeah. That's right. A game.
All right. Coming up next, we're gonna talk about those smoked Brussels sprouts and maybe doing a little canning. Stick with us. We'll be back.